I greet you with blessings and joy on this 11th Sunday after Pentecost, August 16th. My name is Pastor Melinda Vandersice, and I serve our Redeemer Lutheran Church and First Presbyterian Church in Newberry. I'm also the administrative interim pastor at Faith Lutheran Church in Sault Ste. Marie and at St. James Lutheran Church in Rudyard. We gather together today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, show your faithfulness to us. Bless us and make your face smile upon us. For then the whole earth will acknowledge your ways, and all the nations of the earth will know of your power to save. May all the nations praise you, O God. May all the nations praise you. Let us worship God. Friends, we are beloved and broken at the same time. Let us confess to God and one another the sins that have kept us apart. Sojourning God, we pray for your companionship to be made known to us in times of ease and times of struggle. Help us to hear the calls of the oppressed and the poor. Guide us to live in ways that do not put our wants above the needs of others. Call us to heed the challenge of the prophets, to step out in faith and put our neighbor's needs as important as our own. Forgive our sins in the name of Christ, who loves us even when we try to walk away, even when we think the sacrifice is too great, and gives us renewed hope. Amen. Beloved sisters and brothers in Christ, God has heard our plea for forgiveness and has met us with mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven and freed. Alleluia. Amen. Please join me in the prayer of the day. God of all peoples, your arms reach out to embrace all those who call upon you. Teach us, as disciples of your Son, to love the world with compassion and constancy, that your name may be known throughout the earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our readings for today are from Isaiah chapter 56, verse 1 and verses 6 through 8, Psalm 67, Romans chapter 11, verses 1 through 2a, and 29 through 32. And the Holy Gospel for today is according to St. Matthew, chapter 15, verses 10 through 28. Jesus called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." Then the disciples approached him and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He answered, "Every plant that my Father in heaven has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into the pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Then he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile." Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Be prepared. This sermon will be one of those which will ask more questions than will provide answers. In our gospel reading from last Sunday from Matthew 14, Jesus had sent the disciples out into a boat on the other side of the Sea of Galilee, and a great wind came up. Jesus came walking toward them on the water, but they were terrified, believing they were seeing a ghost. When Jesus called to them, Peter said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said to him, "Come." Confident at first, given his Lord's beckoning, Peter soon remembers the height of the waves and depth of the sea and loses heart. Scared, he called out to Jesus, who immediately reached out his hand and caught Peter, saying, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" In today's gospel reading from Matthew 15, a Canaanite woman saw Jesus when he was in the district of Tyre and Sidon. She shouted out to him, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." Initially, Jesus paid no attention to her, and the disciples urged him to send her away. She was persistent, though, finally getting on her knees and begging Jesus, "Lord, help me." And then we have this brief conversation where Jesus uses metaphors to describe that his priority in his ministry on earth was to bring God's chosen ones to repentance. "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs," Jesus said. But determined to get a response, the woman said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Jesus says to her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish," and grants her daughter healing immediately. So here comes my series of questions, some things for you to ponder. Why did Jesus say Peter had little faith and the Canaanite woman great faith? Does it have anything to do with Peter doubting he could walk on water toward Jesus and the woman trusting that Jesus could heal her daughter and her persistence? If I am more persistent, though I'm not quite sure what I should be persistent about, will my faith be greater? The woman begs Jesus for help, and he initially ignores her. Yet her persistence pays off, and he finally heals her daughter. Is her faith great because she gets Jesus to change his mind? She recognized Jesus for who he is immediately, and yet it wasn't until after Jesus calmed the sea that the disciples worshiped him. So does timing make a difference? Do you think the fact that the woman wouldn't let any barrier stand in her way for her daughter's cure had anything to do with Jesus saying she had great faith? How do we recognize what is little faith or great faith? What are the criteria? Is it God who decides if our faith is little or great? Or do we get to decide? Or does our family or our pastor decide if we have little faith or great faith? I don't want to answer that question for you. If you're deemed to have little faith, is there a way for you to make it greater? Whatever greater may be? Oh, sure, we can read the Bible more. We can pray more. We can help people more because that is what we are called to do, not that we must do good works for salvation. How many times have you or someone been in a difficult situation and you have been told to just have faith? Have faith and everything will turn out okay. Does that mean you didn't have faith to begin with? Or that it was little faith? how can faith be measured? If things are going well for us, does that mean we have great faith? And if things aren't going well for us, does that mean we have little faith? Have I asked enough questions yet? So here are some final questions. Think about your faith. How would you describe it? Little? Great? Somewhere in between? What did you measure it with? Are you satisfied with the level of your faith? I'm reminded of my favorite Bible verse, Ephesians 2:8-9, which says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast." It doesn't say you have been saved through great faith or little faith. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And it is by nothing that you have done, whether you doubt like Peter, whether you trust and are persistent like the Canaanite woman. Your faith is enough, not because of what you do, but because of who you are and whose you are. Blessed be God. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I invite you to join in praying the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit that makes us one. Amen. This concludes our service for today. If you would like to support one of the ministries providing this broadcast, please clearly designate your contribution to Faith Lutheran Church, First Presbyterian Church, or Our Redeemer Lutheran Church. All contributions may be mailed to P.O. Box 473, Newberry, Michigan, 49868. Again, my name is Pastor Melinda Vandersice. Thank you for joining me today. Go in peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God.